The Melting Clock by Stuart M. Kaminsky. Dedication to our good friends Carol Johnson and Richard Lilly on the Peniche Astrolabe. The secret lies in lucidly keeping a steady course between the waves of madness and the straight lines of logic. Salvador Dali. Chapter 1. Grasshoppers, Salvador Dali whispered, shrinking back as I opened the door. He didn't say grasshoppers, exactly. It was more like grasshoppers. But I understood the word as he repeated it, his eyes open wide, his long, dark, waxed mustaches curled upward at the end like sharp-pointed black surgical needles. A giant monk with an axe is coming through that door behind you in about 10 seconds, I said. The door I was pointing to shuddered. Make that 5, Sal. What'll it be, a couple of grasshoppers outside or a split personality? Dali, dressed in a white rabbit suit, removed the deerstalker hat perched on his head and pointed at the splintering door with one hand. Then he did a little dance from foot to foot as if he had to find a toilet. It wasn't much of a room, a couple of mismatched chairs with a small round table between them. A tabletop Philco radio was on, and Martha Tilton was singing from Taps Till I Hear Reveille. The room looked as if it were set up for a seance or a sanctuary to worship the Blue Network. The room did have one thing going for it, a big window through which, by the light of the full moon and about 40 yards away down the hill, I could see a party going on. Beyond the party, I could see the Pacific Ocean. We were in Carmel, the house Dali and Gala were renting for the duration of the war. We just finished a whirlwind tour of the place. It had had to be quick. The axe-wielder kept cutting it short.
No, 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 no! Dali had shouted 3 rooms and a century ago. Not the fish room!